Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise living God in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I'm truly blessed in Jesus' name to be before you on this day. Once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I truly want to give an honor to God, who is the head of my life. Praise God. I also want to honor my wife. Yes, my wife. Lady. Hello, praise God. Amen. I'm sorry, that was a small technical difficulty. But praise God, we're back. We truly are blessed on today, thanking God truly for having the opportunity to come before you on this day. For this, once again, as I said, is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Once again, I give praise and honor to God, who is definitely the head of my life. Amen. I also thank God for my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. And I also acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or however you may be hearing the word that we're bringing forth on today. We thank you and thank God for you taking that time to come forth listening to God's holy word. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. Well, once again, we come forth with the powerful, anointed word of God. For once again, God has been dealing with me. He's been dealing with me with an awesome message that we're bringing forth to you on today. And once again, I thank you. I thank you in Jesus' name to be in your home on today, to be on your phone, in your car, or wherever you may be to hear this word, because this is one that has to go forth for the record. That this is important to understand. King David was a man after God's own heart. Let that simmer. King David was a man after God's own heart. Amen. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, once again, God, we come humbling ourselves before you, continuing to acknowledge you for being God all by yourself, knowing that God with you, by you, and for you, we only can do all things with you, by you. But we ask you, Father God, for forgiveness so that we're able to continue to do the work that you have for us of anything that we may have done that offended you in any way, dear God. We do all of what we can to honor you and lift you up in all of what we do. We pray for your presence to be upon the listeners, Lord God, your presence to be upon the radio waves, Father God. And I pray that it will touch somebody that they might ask, what must I do to be saved? Amen. We thank you, God, as we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And once again, I want to thank God for being able to come before you on this day. We acknowledge those that are in South Korea. Amen. We acknowledge those that are in Indonesia. Praise God. We thank God for those that are in Egypt, those that are in France, and we're acknowledging many of those that are in the European countries and nations that are listening in onto our radio show. Praise God. We thank God for those that are in Canada, those that are in Jamaica. Amen. We even thank you for all those in the United States, of course, those in California, those in New York, those in Georgia, those in Illinois. Praise God. We thank God for you because it's because of you, 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 and you by the presence and the Spirit of God that we're able to continue to move forward. Amen. Without any further ado, let's continue to move forward into the Word. Once again, praise God. The Lord has been dealing with me magnificently in the name of Jesus as to how I am and how we ought to be. The examples that we must set and how we ought to live as we look into the mirror in the name of Jesus. Do we reflect the reflection of Jesus Christ? Or who do you show the reflection of? Are you satisfied with that person that you see in the mirror? Ask yourself that question. There's time for change because the only thing that's constant is that of change. that many of us out there are being called to do a mighty work by God, whatever it might be, sweeping the floors at church, picking someone up, delivering food, whatever it might be. God has called you for some mighty work. No matter where you've come from, no matter what you've done, what your background may have been, or even what you're doing right now, called you for a good work. You know, the time is coming where he's soon to come back. Now, many of you heard, I'm sure, that Jesus is returning. And many of us even more so in studying, knowing that he'll return on the cloud. It's going to be a mighty horn, a trumpet shall blow. They say the dead in Christ shall rise first. What about those that are here already? Let's attack that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. The best example that God has given me on today is the King David. King David. And title of this scripture, or the title of this message, is King David, a man after God's own heart. If you know the story of King David, he is a man that turned as a child. He was in the sheep, watching them, taking care of them, looking after them. That was his job. Many of us have situations where we have to look after sheep today in our job. But the one thing that I can recognize, praise God, on today is that the first job that David had, he was a shepherd. He was a shepherd where he looked after and guarded the sheep, amen, of the family. You can read that in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 35. And it's there we can recognize that David looked after sheep. It says here that David said unto Saul, "Thy servant keep his father's sheep." And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock and went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against him, he caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. You see, the calling that David has was the divine assistance through the spirit that allowed him to raise up with the strength and encouragement and power to overcome the lion. And then another time he overcame the bear that robbed him of the lambs. And he tells his story like a man of a spirit. David had the spirit of God in him. David kept the sheep and he proved himself very carefully and tender with taking care of those flocks, and was very bold and brave in the defense of his flock. Just like many of us in the name of Jesus are bold and brave to defend family, our children, even our possessions. The important thing, praise God, as you recognize, is that David was a man after God's own heart. But he wasn't perfect. But when the prophet Nathan came to David with the story involving the sheep that he looked after, he committed situations and sins in his life. But what Nathan did is that he had the king's full attention, where he had for him to consider this situation, that the king had committed adultery and murder. The king, a man after God's own heart, a man called to do a magnificent work by God, he committed murder and adultery. Many of us will look at that today as the greatest sin of all sin. Point is that when those things transpire and happen, that sin is the one thing, as we know, that separates us from our relationship with God. It separates us. Sin. This story
talks about the status quo that had to change where God acts for the honor of his name. See, you cannot dishonor God's name. By dishonoring God's name, it shows that we're going against commandments. One of the greatest commandments of all is that God says that if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, we look in and we see how the commandments say, thou shalt not kill. They say, thou shalt not steal. We know there's many other of the Ten Commandments that acknowledges sin that separates us from God. But the one thing that he says in the first commandment is to love the Lord with all your mind, all your heart, and all your soul. The thing about you has to be given back onto God. Yeah, so we're born into sin. You can't help that. You're born into sin. But the problem that you would have is if you do not acknowledge Acts 2 and 38, where he says to confess our sins, be baptized in Jesus' name, and we will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's then when you'll start living again. You're giving up that old life, that old situations that we once had been in, that attitude, that mentality, and that lifestyle of where once I used to be, now I do not anymore, because as we know, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. King David became a new creature. Even as he sat up there looking down into the place where Bathsheba was taking a shower, saw her naked, lust after her. And then not only that, as you know the story, praise God, her husband was in the military. He was in the war. He was in the fighting. David rushed him up to the front of the line so that he would have to move forward. And to make a long story short, it was his expectation that Bathsheba's husband would be killed so that he could, as he might thought. But see, even so doing, look at the situation, that sin. You see, this status quo that had changed, God acted for the honor of his name with the provisions and the protection and the strength that he gave David in overcoming the bear and the lion. The same situation as we would have on today in protection of our families and our homes, is that God will make a way. When you have a situation pertaining to a bill, God will make a way. In scriptures, we acknowledge that God has never seen a righteous forsaken or the seed begging for bread. So if we're a child of the Most High God, if we're a child of the King, then we are heirs and joint heirs to the kingdom of heaven. We're up there like God is inside of us if we've accepted him as our personal Savior. The word of God says in John 3:16 is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that he whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You see, this life you hear today, enjoy the perks and the benefits and the fun in the situation, but this is only temporal. This is only for right now. There's an eternal life that we have to aim for. It's an eternal life that we have to seek, that we're not going to be married to the same person we're married to in heaven. We're not going to have the same things we had when we're here on earth. It's going to be all for the kingdom of heaven. Understand that. It will be all for the kingdom of heaven. All of the monetary things that we purchase down here, the best of the best of this, the best of the best of that, we can't take it to heaven. So our interest and our motivation should be focused on God. We know through my experience in life, it says in the word in 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on. All those things that you're desiring, all those jobs, the job, the money, the car, the house, the good health, whatever it might be, seek ye first. God has all power. No matter what, hands down, God has all power. And the thing we have to do is that we have to admit that God is. We have to submit ourselves and our way of use of being, and we have to commit our way unto his way. Find out who he is, and how we're able to. You see, the examples that have been set, praise God, is not something that's brand new. Everything that you're going through right now, today, is the same identical temptations and attitudes and situations that they went through when Caesar Augustus was here, when Jesus walked around on this earth with the dirt going through his toes. That sin is the same sin that's happening on today. People still lying. People still deceiving. People being despicable and sinful. But yet we have an advocate to the Father where we can make all things right. So long as we believe, so long as we trust, and we have to confess our sins. But just as he said to the woman with the issue of blood, she felt in her heart the faith that if I can only touch the hem of his garment, if I can only the hem of his garment, the many years of bleeding she felt would just stop. And that faith that was upon her was just that faith of a grain of a mustard seed, believing that he could, and he did, because he looked at her, and he told, he said, woman, rise, sin no more, you've been clean. And she went in peace, she went while people steady talking about her. She was this, she did that, didn't she do this, didn't she do that, but yet through it all, whatever that sin might have been, God still forgave her of that sin. There's been sin that transpired as we speak on the story of King David. And he sent him up there. He's in charge for murder. And he's an adulterer. But yet God still sent him something that he can still use. He saw within him what he was going to use. Excuse me. So it's important that we understand, as God sent his prophet with a simple but powerful story to let David know that when the heart of wheel are closed due to sin, times truth can reach a person via the imagination. You see, David was so engaged in the story that when Nathan turned around on him, saying, you are a man, it must have fallen like a thunderbolt. Finally, his heart was broken. After seeing what he did to a woman's husband, and then in the midst of so, she became impregnated with David's child, a child that would be born out of wedlock and sin, because Bathsheba was not David's wife. He was not joined together through a covenant of marriage. And that's where we as men have to be mindful even on today. We have to make a covenant with God but things associated with our weaknesses that would draw us away from worshiping and serving God. You see, when we have an alignment and when we're in the right position with God, we are being and doing the righteous thing before God. Now, things happen. You go along and you might say a cuss word. You might disrespect somebody out of the unfortunate situation. I'm not going to say as much as you go as far as killing someone or however it might have been as David had went through, but the important thing is that he sinned. There's no sin greater than another sin. It's all sin. And that's where we have to come to grips with on today, that there's no one among us righteous. No, not one, according to the word of God. But the important thing is that no matter where you came from, no matter what you're doing right now, the point is when God delivers you out of the situation, how can you talk about it if you never lived about it? Your deliverance is your testimony of how God brought you through. There's some of you out there now, I just see you listening to me, 708-312-618. And I'm just sharing with you the fact that, for one, you have to understand that when we're born sinners. So our responsibility is to be given back to God and accepting God and getting to know God. And just trickling on the top is not good enough. You have to get into the Word. You have to get into a relationship with Him. The wife you're married to now or the husband that you're married to right now, did you just marry him, just marry him? Or marry her, just marry her? Or did you get to know them? You know, there's a song that says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All my troubles seem to bear. Oh, my God. All we need to carry, it's a God in prayer. And this is where we get a relationship, because we begin to get stronger to overcome, no matter if you're a novice in Christianity or not. The point is that you have to give God the chance, because you tried everything on your own and it didn't work. So what you going to do now? Well, he's given us the opportunity in the name of Jesus to come before him. Yeah, we still make mistakes. No one is perfect around here. But we can't use that as an excuse, because it's in that of Jesus Christ through the born-again experience, not of the body, not of flesh, but of spirit. It's that spirit that we can have inside of us. Do you want it? Can you stand to be blessed? You see, the examples that we have of how David became a man after God's own heart, how he killed a man, but yet he was still called a king. So our responsibility is that his heart was in mentality to do sin. Sometimes truth can reach a person via imagination. But David was engaged in the story when Nathan turned it around on him. And he was saying that you are the man. It must have fallen like a thunderbolt upon David. But finally, his heart was broken. You got to get the feeling. You got to be broken. We got to come to God with a broken spirit and a contrite heart. You got to really feel in your knower that you were wrong. And when you repent, you got to feel that you were wrong. Say you apologize. You mean you apologize from your heart, because that's not you doing what it is that you did. Anybody that has a relationship with God know that many are called, but few are chosen. And when we are chosen, we're going to be held accountable for the things that we do and the things that we say. Don't leave before the miracle happens. Because what David learned from this confrontation, sin is serious. He confessed and God forgave him. I mean, wrong. He did wrong. But there will still be consequences from his sinful actions that would affect both him as an individual and the nation that he controlled as a whole. And so he also learned about the loving heart of God, because God didn't give up on David. He could have just punished him and moved on, because he's God. He can do whatever he wants to do. He's God. Despite David's sin, David's name was ultimately glorified in his situation through both his love and his justice. You see, when you have sin to confess, do you? When we look at Psalms 51, it's David's Psalms, classic song of confession and repentance that flowed out of today's episode. We need to recognize that when we acknowledge God in the ways in which we've wronged, then we have to be true from our heart that we're sincere about our forgiveness and our repentance. David prayed a prayer, and the prayer is Psalms 91. And the word Psalm says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that fires by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. With thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thee dwelling. But he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest they dash thy feet against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and adder, and a young lion and dragon shalt thou trample underfoot, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Understand, this is the prayer that King David said unto God, prayed to him in the midst of his wrong that he had done. But the important thing is that his sin before God, praying earnestly that he was wrong. And in so doing, God forgave him. That symbol, an example that was given, is that example, praise God, that of a man who had the attributes of the Spirit of God. Jesus, when he was on here on the road, he carried these attributes. These attributes are what God stands for. This is how we ought to be as men and women of God. We believe in him. If we believe in him, then we must be humble. If we believe in him, we must be respectful. If we believe in God, we must be trusting. believe in God, we must be loving. When we have the Spirit of God in us by believing in Him, we will be devoted and understand. We will be reverent, acknowledging that God is God all by Himself. And we cannot live nor exist without Him in our life. It will be difficult and it will be hard. And the important thing that we must have is the presence of the Spirit of God in our life. Because it's through God, by God, and for God that we're able to live. Because no longer is it about you, once again. But it's about God, Spirit of God, that's within you, in Jesus' name. Just as He used King David to win war in the battle. And although he sinned in the height of his calling, he committed an abomination to the Lord, which is that of murder and adultery. That's a newness in God. It was wrong. David confessed his sin, and God forgave him. And this is how he still became a man after God's own heart. King David, don't give up. God is coming back, and we must be ready. I thank you for your time. I pray in the name of Jesus that you be blessed by this message that has gone forth on this evening. It's not always going to be easy for you to have to labor through some things. A lot of times we bring up what's called chafe, that old stuff that's still lingering around us. You want to make those changes, you got to be willing to go an extra mile. Some of us have to go extra mile. But the point is that be willing to go that mile. Be willing to go that mile because, you know, God's called you to be right where you're at in the assignment that He has for you. You might not like it. You may not appreciate all of the valuable things that are within that. But trust God is doing the right thing. Because if He had not had you there, where would you be? You can be still out there lost in drugs. You can still be out there in a riotous living. You can still be out there confused and disgusted and drugged out. I just come by to tell you that if you're in a good place right now, trust that God has allowed you to be there. Things that are happening around you are happening for a reason. But you have to see it through the eyes of God. Not of the world, how the world sees it. Because the way the world sees it is what took Jesus to the cross. This is that time in our life where we must submit, admit, and commit. We're not always right. But that is very important to understand that you have an advocate to the Father and the Son Jesus. And the only unforgivable sin is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And that means not believing that He is who He said He is. That's letting us know that you don't believe anything that He did. That means you don't believe that He was alive. That means you don't believe that He's theophany. He's a body used to be filled by God. God is a spirit. Theophanies are those that God used to fill His Spirit into. He did that with the dove upon John when he baptized. Understand what you're going through, it's a reason. My wife and I often say that God allows things to happen for people to come into your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. A reason, a season, and a lifetime. What situation is that person in your life for now? Most of the time when you're married for a lifetime. Most of the time when you meet a friend or somebody you're trying to help along the way, that might just be a season. It might be a reason why you just say hi to somebody. But for whatever reason it is for that person to be in your existence, it's where God has allowed us to be there to give whatever God has for us to give to them or be used to give and help them. We're not here for ourselves. This is how we stand for on the ministry at David and Diane. We're not here for ourselves. My wife and I truly believe in the name of Jesus in the church without walls. She does so much in helping individuals that don't have to give them a chance for a step up. And oftentimes it seems like she doesn't get treated back to her. And I understand. But Lady Diane is a very special woman who does some very special things. And just as anybody else, we all have work to do. Are we doing what God has called for you to do? This is something we must stand and be strong for on today. This, I'm telling you, was a powerful message, and I thank God for giving it to my soul to bring that on today. King David, a man after God's own heart. I want to thank you for joining us on today. If there's anyone out there who's desiring prayer, please hit your button, A or 1, or the pound button, and we'll put you in the queue, and we'll be happy to pray for you. Amen. Because you know what? This is that time. If Jesus were to come back right now and you're caught up in your sin, it's not only the sin that you committed, but it's the sin of you not doing what you were called to do, and you're not doing it. It could be teaching a Bible study. It could be praying for somebody across the street. It could be taking a plate of food to someone. It could just be calling somebody saying good morning. Whatever, how big or how small it might be, the call that God has is for you on your life. Act before it's too late, because he's coming back in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you, because this message is such a powerful message. And if you hadn't heard the entire, please, man, those that's going through the archives and check it out, it really is an anointed message. And I feel the message and that God has given has gone forth. And I trust that you receive it in Jesus' name. If you desire to turn your life over to Christ, you're tired of living like you're living, you're tired of doing what it is that you're doing, and you want to change. You know we say as kids, I triple dog dare you. No, I was going to say, I challenge you, trust God. Repeat after me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As I come before you on this day, I come as a sinner. I understand and know that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I know that you said to confess my sins and you will forgive me of my sins. So I ask you in Jesus' name to forgive me of my sins, no matter how great or how small they may be. Whether I said something negative, whether I did something wrong, whatever it may have been. If a person has with drugs or alcohol, call it by name. Deliver me, Lord, from drugs and alcohol. Deliver me from fornication. Deliver me from pornography. Deliver me from lying. Deliver me from cheating. Deliver me from whatever vice that is in my life, God. Keep me from serving you. I'm asking you to remove it right now. Cleanse the soul, cleanse the temple. And as the temple is cleansed, I'm asking and inviting you into my life, Lord. Give me strength. Give me understanding, because that's what you said. It will give me understanding, and it will give me strength. And I'm asking for that strength, because I can't do it by myself. I can't do this by myself. I need your help, God. I need your help. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you forgive me of my sins, cleanse me of my unrighteousness, fill me with your spirit, and use me, dear God, because I believe that Jesus Christ died and on the third day rose and now sits at the right hand of the Father, and you said I'll be saved. So I thank you, God, for right now, woo, I'm saved and delivered from sin and destruction. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, I'm not saying hocus pocus. I'm not saying this is some type of miracle working thing here. But what I know through experience is that God is real. And just then, with asking God for forgiveness, you have been forgiven of your sin. If you feel in your heart of hearts, see, this is what he was saying, that you have to feel in your heart. In your heart, your forgiveness has to be genuine and real. Take it to the throne and trust God will forgive you, because he said he would. And then, you know, he said the woman, the issue of blood, go and sin no more. Say no more, friend. You might get mad and say a little cuss word. You might say a little something that you shouldn't have said. Quickly ask God to forgive you. But you got to at least try. At least try. You see, the thing is that woe to him who knows and don't do is worse for him that don't know and does it. If you know to do the right thing and don't do the right thing, we're going to be held accountable more so than he that doesn't know. So hold that in consideration as we go through our day. God bless you. I truly thank you and love you with the love of God. If you choose to support our ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, please feel free. Shaw David, 1968 at yahoo.com. That'd be our account where we have donations and assistance that go forth with helping those that are in need. And that is what we do here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Once again, we thank you. Pray that in the name of Jesus, even on tomorrow and Monday through Friday, we read the Word of God at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. We continue reading out the King James Version. Praise God. And, but, you know, God is really moving. We finished the book of Acts, and, you know, now we're starting, you know, the book of Romans. Ooh, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to be reading again on tomorrow, King James Version. 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And once again, as always, we truly want to thank you. I see you out there, Minister Andrew. God bless you, my brother. Amen. God bless you, Brother Eddie. Amen. God bless you, Sister V. Amen. Amen. Brother Michael, God bless you. And Bishop Trout, God bless you as well, sir. Mother Apostle Elliot, say God bless you as well. God bless you. And we just pray in the name of Jesus that as you continue forth on today, let God bless you immensely. And we truly thank you for joining us. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And remember, I never could have made it without him. God bless you.
Never would have made it. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I would have lost it all. Oh.
Just want to leave something for you coming out the door is that as we go through our Christian life and as we walk day in and day out, please remember we all weren't born perfect and God brought us from somewhere and we all been through something in our life and we just got to trust God to deliver us through it all in His time. Once again, thank you. God bless.
I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what He brought me through, I realize I made it because I had You to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without You. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would.